more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep, which is the usual way Christians speak about death. Fallen asleep. They don't die. Die means separated from life. We're never separated from life. Ever. So long as we are faithful to the Lord and don't turn from Him, we're never separated from life. We fall asleep. That's why it's very significant in some places when Paul says somebody died. After that, he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. Last of all, as one born abnormally, he appeared to me. But there's the mention of James, who was a leader, and the leader in the church of Jerusalem. And if it's true, as we think, that he's the brother of the Lord, then Jesus' relatives probably were the bishops of Jerusalem for a long time. Interesting to think about. You know, when I lived there, there's a town, Shepherdam, which is just north of Haifa. And there's an Arab proverb in Palestine. He's got a head like a man from Shepherdam, meaning he's very hard-headed, very, you know. They're all Jesus' relatives. They're all Jews who've lived there since before Jesus was born. They're all Arabs now, of course. They speak Arabic now. But they're still Christians. They have a head like a man from Shepherdam. The Muslims can come and go, and crusaders can come and go. They're Christian. That's who they are. Now, in the Gospel, then, Philip is mentioned. The Gospel begins by telling us, quoting this text, you know, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody comes to me, to the Father, except through me. And then Philip says, oh, show us the Father. And that will be enough for us, which is echoing Moses' prayer on Mount Sinai. Let me see your glory. And Jesus says, Philip, if you see me, you see the Father. I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. And so, Philip, and so people in this chapel, when you see my action in and through my body right now, the martyrs, the saints, the great insights, the scholars, the holy people who are caring for their family, you see the Father. Because those are my works. And, as it says often right here, the Father does His works in Christ and reveals Him. Reveals Him. That's how we know. And then we have this extraordinary promise. Huh? Anybody who believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these. Now, does that necessarily mean we're going to raise more dead? Or heal all lepers. Now the works of the Father in Jesus reveal the true reality of Jesus. That's why Jesus says, believe, because of the works. But the full reality of Jesus now is that in His humanity He is glorious, radiant, transformed by the divinity, so that the works the Father does in Jesus now, through us, reveal something that could not have been revealed before. And that's why the works are greater. They're not more spectacular, most of the time, but they reveal something that could not have been revealed until Jesus rose from the dead. And now, these works reveal the true reality of Jesus of Nazareth. And my friends, you see how important it is that the church be church. Because the church is the presence of Christ on earth. And if we will be who we are supposed to be, they will see Jesus, and therefore they will see the Father. Greater works. And that's the call. People have to see Christ in us. Period. And for that to happen, we have to undertake and sustain an interior battle against evil every day, all day. That's hard. Of course it's hard. Who said it was easy? But look at the privileges we have. We know him. We love him. He talks to us. He feeds us on his body and blood. Doesn't he have the right to ask that we'll die to sin and live to him? So that when people see us, they'll catch a glimpse of him. They may not say, oh, there goes Christ. But their hearts are touched. Jesus is working in their lives. And that's the witness. Huh? That's the witness. I've told you before, some people whom I know, some people, not just one, will talk to me and say, these are people who have suffered a lot. Willingly. Looking for ways to die to sin. We're ducking ways to die to sin. When we get caught, we finally yield and give in a little bit and go on. But what if we were looking for ways to die to sin? What if we were saying, I just want you to live and take over my life. I don't want anything in my life to be foreign to you. Do whatever you got to do to have that happen. We're starting to approach normality. And then that's the battle. That is the battle. Now that work right in this age in which we live, as all these great prophets have told us, oh my goodness, if you read the account, starting with even before Louis de Montfort, huh, there's going to be a time when the Mother of God will reveal who she really is in the plan of salvation. And her real power, which is the power to transform us and identify us with Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit. You see, she works in us. Vatican II will tell us that Mary of Nazareth, Mother of God, has influence, not just prayer, an example, influence. Over and over and over again. The saints, the mystics, the teaching authority of the church says this. What does that mean? That means that if we want her, she can begin to identify every movement of our spirit with the movements of her spirit now. And the movements of her spirit are totally dominated by the Holy Spirit. Totally. Can you imagine being like that? So what happens when the Holy Spirit takes over a person's spirit, like Mary's spirit? They are automatically fused with Christ. And the preoccupations of his heart become the preoccupations of that person's heart. And what are the preoccupations of Jesus' heart? The will of the Father. That's why he says what he says here. Don't you believe I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? Don't you understand? That even in my human nature, I am consumed with one thing, love of the Father and realizing his merciful will for the world. You say, I want to get there. Great. The Lord loves to hear that, even though he's realistic and realizes he's got to have a lot of work to get us even near it. He's okay with that. But in this age today, the way that that happens for those who are informed, and I'm informing you, is to be consecrated to Mary and say to her, identify my spirit with every movement of your own all day long. And she will. And you know, it hurts because the movement of my spirit and my emotions is not much like hers. I'm full of fear and anger and jealousy and ambition and blah, 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 blah. And hers isn't. But if I will pray that and let her come in and do that, then the Spirit of God can work in me and identify my heart with the heart of Christ. And then I will love the Father and want nothing but his will. And that, my friends, is what Jesus Christ is doing today in the church. And it's up to us whether we want to get with the program or not. So we just start easily say to the Mother of God, look, theologically I don't get it, mystically I don't get it, but I believe that it's really true. Look at the way the church is teaching this. Just read the works of John Paul II. And so I say, identify my spirit with every movement of your own. And when you see me going aberrant, stop me. And when it gets too hard, help me. Because that's where the holiness is. And if that happens, then people will see Christ in us. And if they see Christ in the church, they'll see the Father. They'll see the Father. I'm telling you, my friends, Jesus Christ is pouring out this grace. The Mother of God is at work. And I meet hundreds of people in whom this work, enormous work, is going on. Hundreds. I've told you, some who've really let this work go on for years, they're not theologians, they're not working on, you know, they just are trying to yield, and they learn these things, and they yield to these things. And then they tell me the strangest thing. I was talking to somebody the other day in the restaurant, and they just began to weep. And I could tell that they saw Jesus in me. They saw Jesus in my eyes. Whew, what a thrill. What a thrill. And that's how they're converted. So, who's willing to pay the price? There's a price for this. So you can say, look, I am scared to death, but I sign on anyway. You know, there's no way I can figure I'm going to be a martyr or a mystic or whatever, but I sign on to at least get as far as I can get for love of you and for love of this world who needs to see your face. Or read the paper. Today's the day they're going to vote on the hate bill down in Congress. Can you imagine if the thing ever got passed? But can you imagine where our country is? The oppression that's going to bring into this country, just the thought of this, as I say, it probably won't get made law. But if it were law, and next week I were to preach that homosexual marriages are not real marriages, I could go to jail. Are you waking up? Is your spirit alive to what's going on in this world? Not just for yourself. You know, you'll die and go to heaven, probably. But for the billions of people who don't know their right hand from their left.